Hello, this is Timmy Mallett. Isn't language a weird thing? Especially when you try and converse with foreigners. We had the French town twinners over recently, and it was a whole lot of fun trying to speak to them in Franglish. Bonjour, voulez-vous aller à la ville pour jouer bowling? You find that whatever you say, it slows right down, and you have to use really simple phrases. Like, it's gorgeous! Mrs. Mallett always tries to get me to try my best French. She loved it the time we checked out of a Parisian hotel once, and I said, in my best French accent, bonjour, aujourd'hui nous partirons, and can I have the bill, please? Certainly, Timmy, said the Englishwoman behind the counter. Oh, bother. Where it goes wrong is, of course, in simple things like, we were in conversation, and so-and-so is my pet hate. Ooh, you hate pets? Ah, right. Or, why do you say sit up when we sit down? Now, there's one I've got no idea how to answer. Language is a problem even when you speak the same one. In Australia, I was totally confused by shops selling Manchester. Hey, you mean I can get a special deal on United? Sadly, no. Manchester is bizarrely what the Aussies call linen or cotton goods. They don't even call it a duvet either, it's a doona. I wonder why they don't call kitchen knives Sheffield. Or maybe they could get a shovel full of whales. I was thinking of coal there, by the way, not sheep. Our American cousins, they talk about boogers, which turns out to be bogies. And then there's that embarrassing snigger whenever they talk about their fannies aching. Or an English smoker wants to bum a fag. I don't like the way the Americans use euphemisms for things. It seems to be too delicate to call it a toilet, so they talk about restrooms or bathrooms. Hell, I want a pee, not a bath or a rest. I tried asking for the gents once, and I got sent to a men's outfitters. Have you noticed how pronunciations change when you're watching those black and white movies on daytime TV? They're just great. These old dears, well, they weren't old when they're making the film, but they sound old when they talk about, ooh, let's get married. Married? What's married? But all language changes all the time. We adopt each other's phrases that we enjoy, and all families have particular shortcuts that often leave others perplexed. We don't often get some strange looks when we're in the car talking about chucking a Yui or slinging out the anchor when we want to get out. One friend of mine with enormous feet is always described as having a big purchase on the earth. Language mistakes, I think, are especially cute in little kids. I remember once on Whackaday we had a little kid who came on singing in the shower and sang the Beatles, we all live in a yellow submarine. Ah, priceless. Love it. And our young Billy would always ask to watch his favourite video, 100 and Dow One Nations. Ah. So ta-ta, whatever that means, I'll go and see if I can find out why it is that we sit up when we sit down.